Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend Lauren.
Hi!
For a very special Easter edition of This Might Be The News. Happy Easter, Lauren.
Oh yeah, it's been wonderful. We're surrounded by gold bunnies.
We've got more hot cross buns and lint bunnies than we know what to do with. I think we've like taken the Christmas approach to Easter and gone, let's buy an inordinate amount of everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, very much so. We took the Christmas approach to both the drinking this weekend and the eating and the just being sold to, like the woman we overheard at the till who was just like, well, what I've done is I've just accidentally bought a load of shit I don't need. Haven't we all?
Yeah, welcome to our world. This is Easter 2018. I've been looking at all the news, and there's been no news this week. I think like the Duke of Edinburgh is off the grid again. He's not feeling...
Oh, one of the young royals has been driving, caught driving.
What do you mean? Drink driving?
No. I think it's Edward and Sophie's son with the... Like, as in, he's not that famous.
Right. One of the lesser known royals, is he just, what, underage and driving?
He's 10.
Oh, wow.
And he's been cruising around in a Range Rover.
I mean, that's impressive.
That's big news. That sort of gives you a flavour of how little has been going on this week.
Little going on.
And Winnie Mandela.
Winnie Mandela's dead, but that's like news just in, and like we're not breaking news. We're we've got
very much a review.
I've got other than that, that's happened. I don't know anything else, so I wouldn't like to.
She was 81.
She's 81, and was the former wife of Nelson Mandela.
Former president of South Africa.
Okay, she should lead with that. She should open with that.
No. As in, she's the wife of Mandela, former president of South Africa, that he is.
Oh, she wasn't president as well?
No.
Okay, good.
Right. So it's not like Sherry Blair did a stint as prime minister.
I don't know. I thought they might have just let anyone have a go.
So, yeah, we're really covering the news well.
Good job we didn't do a episode of The Fact on Winnie. But so we're going to go straight to a special Easter edition of Task Force.
Task Force!
Task Force. So I've had a call.
Who on earth has called in with this request?
From, it's as it's Easter, I've had a call from God.
Oh.
God has called.
He's called before.
He's called maybe about, I'd say over a year ago. So maybe we weren't that helpful the last time God called. But he's called and he said, Rory, this Easter has been a great success. Everyone's loving it. Sales of Lint Bunnies are through the roof. I think it's time for Easter 2. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean, God? What does that mean? And he said, we're going to bring back Jesus again.
Come back.
Comeback kid. That's what Easter's about, isn't
it?
It's about the ultimate comeback.
He is the ultimate comeback kid.
The ultimate comeback kid. And
that's sort of the subtitle. So it's like Avengers Take on Manhattan. I don't know any Avengers real titles.
Take on Manhattan.
Well, what's one? What's
it's
one
crucial to the plot that they defend Manhattan.
Star Wars The Last Jedi. Yeah. This one's like
Easter 2. The ultimate comeback kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So he wants to bring Jesus back, because whilst Easter was a success, generally, I'd say the Christianity's gone a little bit off the rails, numbers are dwindling, people aren't that into it, so we need something to... A reboot. You need a reboot. It's like Lion King. Like, we didn't think we needed a Lion King reboot, and now we're getting one, and it's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah. It's also something to have that's quite good, because like Christmas, everything in the second half of the year builds up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Everything from January to... It's just building up to summer.
Yeah.
And everyone loves the summer. Mm. So this is kind of like a perfect little filler to take us... September to December doesn't need one, because that's your Christmas wind-up.
Mm.
And this bit of time can be quite low.
Yeah, so it's good to have something to work towards.
Yeah.
So I think he's earmarking it around the same time as Easter Part 1. So Easter 2 would just be a sort of...
Makes sense.
Yeah. And...
Take advantage of the four-day holiday.
Yeah. So, because he did say there won't be any extra bank holidays.
Just to be absolutely
clear. The economy can't afford it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, give me the brief. What's been going on? Where's he been? And so very similar to Star Wars and that. And this is where it's going to be revealed that I haven't watched all the Star Wars movies.
I've not watched any, so...
But I think a bit like when Luke Skywalker's gone off and disappeared on like a rock for a long time, that's kind of what's been going on.
That is not what I imagine happens in any Star Wars, but
I think that's on the most recent one. I think they find him at the end, like at the end of episode 7, and he's just been like living on a sort of a rock island.
He's missed a whole film because he was on the rock.
He's been waiting for everyone to get in touch. He didn't think they wanted him, and it turned out actually they need him more than ever.
So that's kind of how we're pitching Jesus. Jesus has been lost on the Isle of Fernando for the last 2,000 years.
Him and Paddy McGuinness.
Yeah.
No, so he's just... How long ago did the last Easter happen? Was it 2,000 years? No.
Roughly 2018. That's sort of the
AD bit. So, yeah, okay, 2018 years ago. But then they got it wrong by a few years, didn't they?
So call it 2,000.
Yeah, roughly. Rounding.
Do one of those little...
To the nearest little 100.
Windy equals.
Yeah, the ish. The ish symbol. So he's been gone. And we need to bring him back. And it's a different world that we're bringing him back to.
Very different world. Very, very different world. For starters, outfits are going to need to be changed. So we're going to be good to get some like dimensions and like what his sizes are. Mm. So that we can be kind of at the Heathrow Terminal 4 with a suitcase.
Yeah.
And with the cast of Queer Eye for the straight guy. Because I'm fully...
You're fully imagining that they're all there.
There's a makeover as he lands.
Is it sandals out, flip-flops in? Or do we need something?
Might put him in a Chelsea boot.
Wow, well...
It's a different world, Rory.
Yeah, true. I don't even own a Chelsea boot, so...
But you're getting there.
I'm getting there. Can I get in on that, though? Because if they're going to go Chelsea boot shopping...
Yeah, we'll invite them over for the week, shall we? And we'll just see who we can get in front of them in that time.
I'll just have a queue around my flat. Of badly dressed men wanting just a slight improvement.
Well, that could be one of the sort of themes that comes out of it. It's all about reinvention. Easter 2 is about reinvention. And yeah. So there could be whole sort of spin-off series, which are basically just more series of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. See what's happened here.
People masquerading as the Son of God.
No, just as in like, look, guys, I've come back. I've done the ultimate reinvention, like better than Madonna has ever done it.
Yeah.
Take this opportunity over the next 3 days to really get your life in order and like, think about what you want from it. So it's kind of got a bit of a moral message.
Okay, I get it. So we're televising Easter 2 into an 8-part series.
It's 100% being televised.
Yeah.
There's a live stream.
If we need it to reach a new audience, the modern audience, yeah, it needs to be on Netflix exclusive. I'll do the deal. Actually, you should probably do the deal. You're better at the deal bit. I'll make the teas.
Yeah, I'll do the deal, you do the tease. Good. Yeah,
okay. So you've been looking into, because this is, if we're going to call him the ultimate comeback kid, this needs to be the ultimate comeback. What are some comebacks you've been doing your research that we can learn from?
Okay, so mention Madonna. She's sort of famed for doing a lot of them.
Yeah,
she's more reinvention rather than comeback. She never goes away far enough to...
I think right now where she's at, she needs a comeback. So...
Yeah, but people are sort of sick of her. They're not bothered about her anymore. That's the problem. You've got to time it well when people are like, oh, I tell you what we're in the mood for. We're really in the mood for sort of like a new yoga-based religion and some maybe like electropop to go alongside it. Bam, Madonna.
Madonna's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got to read the room. Okay, so that's one thing. We've done this. We've decided that, yeah, Easter's back with a bang. Easter 1's doing better than ever.
Yeah.
So Easter 2... We're prime and ready.
Few key learnings. Obviously, we'll talk through the full rollout, but we'll get to that. Just a few key learnings from some comebacks that have already happened.
Yeah, please.
So, one, which I think breaks it into quite nice categories, Eminem. Album Relapse, obviously.
Yeah.
Went off the rails.
Yeah.
Album Recovery, and the lesson here, partner with someone who's still very hot. So, he basically did Recovery off the back of the Rihanna duet.
Oh, yeah.
So can we get a partner for Jesus' relaunch?
Who is of the moment? Who can do no wrong right now?
Yeah, this is what we've got to think about. There's quite a few.
I can't think of anyone that's universally loved in at this very moment.
Do we put him in Deck? In with Deck? Just saying, there is a gaping hole on our Saturday nights.
Right now, Deck is the most popular man in the country.
No, sorry, you put Jesus in as Ant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so partnering with Deck.
Yeah.
Deck's doing well.
Yeah.
Ant's... No one's... Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, we'll see.
Quite. And it would mean probably a really easy negotiation on the ITV Saturday night show.
He's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
But this is, and yeah, I mean, this will all work out well. ITV is the home for this comeback.
Yeah, I think we're both agreed that this is very much a variety style Saturday night 6 hour children in need number.
Well, I'll tell you. So first, we've met him at the airport with the big sign. We get him
big letters. Yeah. Welcome back, JC.
Welcome back immediately. Get him into like I don't know someone's house, and we do the fashion overhaul.
Yeah.
We get him woke. Do his hair.
Yeah.
And we just sort of get him up to speed about what's been going on in the last 2000-ish years. Then
maybe you can have made a video that sort of is like a really fast timeline that brings him up to speed on the last 2000
years. 5 minutes condensed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that would look like, but that's another task force.
Yeah. Just
condense the last 2000 years of history into a 5 minute sizzle.
Need a sizzle reel. Rory's the man.
Sizzle reel. So do that. Next thing I'm doing, I'm calling up Piers.
Ooh.
Because nothing screams redemption like a Piers Morgan life story.
Yeah.
Just get that on board now. Get that booked in.
I bloody love the Gary Kemp one.
I mean, I've never been able to sit through one. I think I watched bits of the Farage one. What happened to the Gary Kemp
one? The Gary Kemp one, you find out.
Who is Gary Kemp?
Is Gary Kemp the one from Spandau Ballet? Who was in EastEnders? Martin Kemp! Martin Kemp.
Okay. What did he get up to?
So he, you find out, there's two facts. One, he was set up with his wife 30-odd years ago by Mr. George Michael.
No.
Yeah?
Behind every good story is George Michael.
George Michael.
If only he was still around, we'd partner him up with Jesus.
And then there's a secondary thing where George Michael is actually... George Michael like gave his son a kidney or something.
He gave Martin Kemp's son a kidney?
Martin Kemp, yeah.
Yeah. What has Martin Kemp ever done for George Michael?
I'm going to need to fact check this slightly, but it's in that realm. He definitely set him up with his wife, and then I'm pretty sure he either didn't... He maybe gave him a kidney, or he like crowdsourced a kidney from his fans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you want to go to George Michael for a kidney anyway.
Definitely. Definitely not. Don't want his liver.
Yeah, from the sounds of it. But I think just... Let him have that, or we should have done. But I believe the crowdsourcing, he probably got on Twitter, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, anyway, he sourced him, whatever his son or daughter, can't remember actually what child it was.
This is an absolute aside if I ever heard one. So we're booking that in. So lesson number one from your comeback.
I'll just make that note,
studies.
Piers.
Book in Piers, because...
No, that wasn't my lesson. My lesson was Eminem, partner with someone.
Partner with someone, and we worked at that. Deck. So there'll be we've got a long term vision to put Jesus in as the co-host of Saturday Night Takeaway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could work. I think that gives him like the, even if he just does like the 8-part, he does from like now until June maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's urgent.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your second learning from the study of comebacks?
Second lesson would be Britney Spears.
Right.
And the key lesson here is think about the key location. So she sort of, the beginning of her sort of spiral into out of control, shaving the head, umbrella at the paparazzi, was when she got married for 24 hours in Vegas.
Was that to like the guy from Newcastle who was like a handyman?
That was to Jason Alexander, I believe his name was. Not her, not Kevin Federline, the fat dancer.
Okay.
Not sure she ever married anyone from Newcastle.
There was Brittany had a romance with like a handyman from Newcastle.
You mean Paul Sculfer? He's the builder who shagged everyone. Like he's had Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz, Brittany.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she got married for about, I don't know, maybe it was only 12 hours. Maybe this was even shorter.
That's in Vegas to Jason Alexander.
And what's his story?
High school sweetheart. She knew him from school, I think.
Oh, right. Okay, different person. But anyway, so tell me more. So
that happened in Vegas. Now, she's gone away, 10 years sort of in the wilderness, being drip-fed £100 a week by her parents.
Sounds very similar to our man Jesus.
Yeah, so she's been away in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And she's come back with a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Full circle.
So is there something that we could do on, like, holiday deals? Could we tie in Easter 2 with a travel campaign to the Middle East?
I mean, this is commercially very savvy.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I went on a school trip to, a school trip cruise to the Seven Wonders of the World. And
you went to all Seven Wonders of the...
It was a sort of mixed bag because I think there was a bit of a war, so we couldn't go to all of them. But we went to the Burning Bush, rubbish, not on fire. Went to the Lighthouse at Alexandria.
You did the pyramids.
Did the pyramids.
Did you see the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, or are those ones over?
They don't exist anymore, I don't think.
Oh, were you seeing the modern
Lighthouse at Alexandria? No, it was sort of a mixture between them. Then up the Suez Canal, Petra. Went to Petra.
Oh, was that with the big wall?
A bit from Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we gonna?
Well, I'm just thinking that area is probably due a bit of an injection of tourism cash.
Hmm. So partner up. And have him do like the opening 15-minute headphones piece on the tour.
Yeah, or we could put a World Cup or an Olympics there that year, and he then does the sort of like, oh, get to know. He does the sort of Michael Palin on a.
Do we think?
No, it's not Michael Palin. Who is it? Michael Portillo on the trains.
Oh, you know, God, that we're not program. Getting him involved.
No, so let's get Palin. Palin and Jesus do a sort of tourist's guide to the Middle East. I prefer Palin.
Yeah, we can't be hosting a World Cup in an ancient biblical city, though, can we?
Well, it's a whole other task force, but...
Infrastructural nightmare, but why not? we've achieved greater things.
Exactly. I think just something to bring a lot of excitement back to the area.
Okay. I like this full circle. That is a key part of any kind of redemption comeback.
Yeah.
So we're going back. We're going back to the Middle East.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Or maybe he could just do a series out there that we broadcast.
He might not want to go back there, to be fair.
Yeah, he was sort of run out of there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In quite a vicious way.
Yeah, the worst, I'd say.
Worst of all the ways.
Yeah. So maybe, it would be a comeback for you. You've been before.
Yeah, I could go back.
You had a lovely time from the sounds of it. It sounds like you've got unfinished business there as well. You've got three more wonders to tick off.
I think we were quite obnoxious and young, so probably not best. Well, we wouldn't be welcomed back.
Might have littered.
Then I've got a few learnings from, like, a common learning.
Okay.
So there's a couple of people, Ants actually in this category, but some key ones, Winona Ryder and the shoplifting.
Yeah.
And then obviously coming back to
Stranger Things. And what's the lesson there? Is that just that time's a healer?
Do a crime.
Do a crime and that will make people feel indifferent.
Well, it's just like remind people of your crime. My other one there was Kate Moss and the cocaine. And she sort of comes out quite brazenly.
Did
with
she do
the,
cocaine then?
Yeah, there's all those pictures of her. I think it was the News of the World.
Oh dear.
She's doing cocaine with Pete Doherty at the time. Cocaine Kate they went for. Yeah, I mean, you can see what they've done there.
Yeah.
She came out with the line... Never complain, never explain.
Right.
So maybe there's a lesson in there.
Kind of enigmatic.
Yeah. So he's not gonna come out. There's not gonna be any tell all of what's happened over the last 2,000 years.
What he's been up to.
No.
And then what's gonna be the follow me piece like? So because obviously we'll sort of make him over before we sort of go on the TV special. I'm imagining So Piers Morgan, then a one off. ITV sort of variety show, duets, the obvious people would be Cliff Richard, Catherine Jenkins, Ball and Bow, and Michael Bublé.
Maybe Robbie Williams wants to do another swing album.
I can't think of a swing Easter pun, but...
No, I mean, I can't do puns at the best of time.
No, but we'll insert one in if we...
Do it on the Instagram.
If the listener can just imagine a pun based on Easter and swing. So, and then the one off variety show, and then insert him into Saturday Night Takeaway, and he's there for the long haul. But if we kind of want him to then bring it back to the church and the Church of England or Christianity, sort of, what do we need to get him on?
Do we need to think about sort of revisiting some of the the traditions of the church.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe replace the bread with, like, Nando's.
Yeah, everyone likes that.
Yeah.
And I think the only way to genuinely influence people now is through Insta stories.
Yeah.
So that will be where
we'll have to get them blue-ticked on Instagram.
Blue-ticked Instagram.
Crucial.
Right. Whoever's using the Jesus Christ at handle right now, you can think twice because we're taking that back.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen. We'll try and get ahead of that. Make a note of that because we don't want to lose time. And we'll just do the learnings again, but through influencing, and mainly through sort of healthy eating.
Maybe we sort of host a Sunday sermon.
Yeah.
Not in our traditional Sunday sermon where we all just sit around very smugly.
Yeah.
But actually get him to sort of live stream something.
We'll do a live stream of what, the makeover?
The sermon.
Okay, yeah.
Every week. We've got to give him continuity. Yeah, we can't just...
And it's all about original content, isn't it? Yeah. So we'll just have him riffing, live streaming, and then hope for the best.
I mean, if he's been away for 2,000 years and he's not got anything to say, I don't know what he spent his time doing.
Yeah, that's... you can have that very frank conversation with him.
I will. I'll say, Christ, we've moved on quite a long way from chipping out the Ten Commandments. I need 10 Commandments a week.
Yeah.
That's the sort of... like, everything is a lot more fast-paced these days.
Mm. And then I think we also then, just to wrap it up, then need to... commercialise it more. And so I was thinking, chocolate eggs, never going to go away.
Mm.
So Easter 2, the ultimate comeback kid, then slogan, resurrection.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And yes. Just to remind everyone what it's all about, what it's really all about, which is the buying of the chocolate eggs.
The buying of the chocolate eggs for the rolling of the stone away,
yeah,
for him. So maybe we do actually take it, again, back to something quite traditional and have... do you remember that advert from when we were about 16 where it was a big belly rolling down a street saying Belly's going to get you?
Yeah, I think it was a Nike ad.
Yeah, it was definitely some sort of sports ad.
Yeah.
Think of that. Big rock rolling down the street.
Yeah.
Out from behind it. Only me. Jesus.
Yeah.
With like eggs that he's just throwing left and right to crowds of cheering people.
And then on second look, the stone is actually the biggest chocolate egg you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I would follow that guy.
Yeah.
So.
And it keeps all the chocolate companies happy because we've not come in and been like, oh, Easter 2. Right, well, this is unfortunately going to rain on your parade because we're getting rid of chocolate. No, we're embracing the chocolate.
Exactly. We're not reinventing any wheels, really. We're just giving it a little bit of a...
We're just tarting it up for 2018.
Egg, exactly. Well, that's all we've got time for on this week's Task Force. I think we've nailed it. You've got lots of notes. I've got lots of notes. I'm going to give God a call right back. We can have this sorted out in time for 2019, I think.
Let's hope, yeah.
Well, thank you, Lauren, for joining me on a special Easter edition of This Might Be The News. Thank you, listener, for putting up with that. We're definitely going to hell. I feel quite bad after that, but...
Do you actually...
No.
I thought we were more knowledgeable about actual religion than I was expecting us to be.
We'll see. We'll wait for the emails to come in, the feedback. But thanks, and see you all next week. Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!